Density has become a mantra among Nashville's city planners looking to make room for newcomers. The candidates for mayor have slightly different takes on the potential downsides of that density. Whether it's out-of-character tall and skinny triplexes or parking problems on what was a quiet residential street, Nashville voters are not all giddy about the prospect of packing out their neighborhoods. At-large Metro Council member Megan Berry says she understands the concerns. She plans to address them primarily by sticking to the 1,000-page Nashville Next plan. It calls for concentrated development, but primarily along major arteries, maintaining elbow room off the main drags.
We have people coming to Nashville. We have to put them somewhere. So the way to protect neighborhoods is to drive that density along those pikes and corridors.
Unlike Berry, candidate David Fox has withheld his full-throated endorsement of Nashville Next. He sounds a more cautious tone, saying people who want acre lots shouldn't have to be in a constant battle with developers. Fox says the city needs a tailored approach for each neighborhood.
There might be a belief in some parts that greater population density is always a good thing anywhere in the county. And I don't really subscribe to that view.
Neither candidate wants to disturb Davidson County's rural enclaves. The two also agree that density downtown is generally a plus. The sticking point for the next mayor will almost certainly fall in the space between. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.